You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit,
God. Yeah, nice to get
washed up. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Straight from the eBlock Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
I'm going to do the best I can with it.
Got my man Monk Money on the motherfucking picket line and shit, dog.
Handle your beer, dog. Handle your beer.
I'll be glad when they get that shit together, dog. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 4205, man.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. He just got the gig.
Yeah, for real, though. That's kind of crazy and shit, though. Everybody on strike. But so let's talk about that real quick. So Ford and Chrysler or Stellantis or whatever settled their shit, so they back to work. I think GM, the last one, from what I heard, they still on strike. I don't know. Something happened overnight. But I guess niggas finally getting back to work. Ford got their money. I don't know. I guess Stellantis got what they asked for, I suppose. Like, I'm not sure. It's a tentative agreement. And they back in that thing, though. But niggas is going on strike, though. There's a lot of people striking. It's a little weird. And I don't think I've ever seen this many companies on strike at the same time.
Yeah.
What the fuck going on this bitch, though?
I don't know.
We already in a lightweight recession. Some people ain't even saying it's lightweight. This is for real.
No, that's some bullshit out here, bro.
It is, though. The fucking the grocery shopping, though. I don't want to keep talking about this shit, dog, but all right. So, you know what my main gripe is? The gallon of orange juice, dog, $7.99. $8 for some orange juice, bro.
You know what you need to do then, though?
Stop drinking that shit.
No, continue to drink it.
What?
Just go ahead and spend that one-time dollar. Go get you a juicer. Just start buying you some oranges out this motherfucker.
That shit is expensive, though.
Start buying you some oranges out this motherfucker.
No, that shit is expensive. I did the juice and shit for a minute. It take like 50 fucking oranges to make a glass of orange juice, nigga.
No, you gotta go get them big ones.
Yeah. But then the big ones, like you go in that shit, say it's an 8-pound bag for $3.99. But the fucking oranges is a pound a piece, so you only got 8 oranges. No. It's gonna take 3 of them bitches to make a glass of orange juice.
No, I'm gonna put you on where they got some big. All right. Big ass oranges.
Put me on then, cause I don't know.
Yeah, that joint right behind the, one of my jobs that I work at, that little convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they got oranges the size of softballs in that motherfucker.
Yeah, they be juicy.
Hell, man, them bitches good to the son
shit,
of a
I gotta bitch. Find something, cause like, nigga, I'm about to start couponing or something, nigga. That like, shit getting ridiculous, nigga.
I mean,
I'm only buying food for me. Like, I can imagine nigga feeding a family.
Nigga.
Right. Hell yeah.
I have to get on that that Kodak Lee shit and just start growing shit from somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to really start.
Gonna go right
shit.
Down into that lot on the corner,
yeah.
And just start growing shit.
Right, gotta do something. Though.
He this mentioned shit that shit good. A couple years ago that we should have just started doing. Yeah. It. He said that shit.
We should have been doing that shit.
He said know. That shit.
Just, I got to go ahead and fuck up something, like learn some shit, like cause yeah, this shit bad.
I mean, grow shit that you know that.
That's gonna benefit me. Yeah,
yeah and like fruit.
Yeah.
That way you ain't gotta buy fruit.
Yeah.
Vegetables, that way you ain't gotta buy vegetables.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I damn near don't want to buy the meat no more. I'm so sick of the meat. I don't shit. Know what to fucking do.
Right. Bro. Nigga about to stop eating that shit.
No, that shit is terrible, man.
It's terrible. Like, it's getting more expensive and shit. The motherfucker make you sick.
Like, I just shit. Been binge eating fries, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even.
Nigga eat fries and mashed potatoes and shit.
Man, you laughing, nigga. I'm telling you the truth.
Say, I'm telling you the real deal.
Yeah, like, I bought a piece of chicken from the, I call it Cluckies, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, current, well, yeah, the shit, the gas station chicken.
I don't want that shit no more.
Damn, that shit used to be fire.
It just, something I don't know, right it just something ain't right about that shit, man.
Damn. That was my go-to, though. And I ain't had nothing in a minute. Man, I just put it in my brain. I want some of that shit now.
I'm straight.
Where you go, though?
I ain't gonna put them out there like that.
I'm saying, which one? The one over here?
Yeah.
Damn, that's the good one. It used to be. Mm-hmm. Damn, like that. Maybe it was just bad grease that day, though.
I don't know. You know what? I'll give them another shot.
Because they, you know, they've been good to us, nigga.
I'll get one chicken strip.
Yeah.
And see how that worked out.
Damn, she used to be fire.
It
I ain't gonna lie. It was better when it was at the gas station on 9 and Gratiot, though.
Nah, the one over there. The one over there on 94 of my Elliott.
Yeah, I never went to that. Fire.
Yes. Not because they got it all. They do. Okay. They do the sides, the jambalaya, the red beans, the rice, macaroni, cheese, mashed potato. Yeah, they do the sides.
Okay. Yeah, they ain't doing this shit over there.
They ain't doing that over there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that
might and be then, a little different. You know, they used to sell food in there, right? They still do.
Where?
At the same. So they got the chicken right next to the they store food.
No, I didn't know that, dog.
Man, I'll be in there mixing combos like a motherfucker.
Like this. I wonder how they get on with that.
It works.
It works
because you know they got a couple factories over there. So around lunchtime, everybody got a variety. You can either get the store cooked food or you can get the chicken.
Okay.
You can get a con like I do. Just give me a couple pieces of those, and let me go over here and get the real mashed potatoes.
The real mashed potatoes.
No, I ain't saying that theirs ain't real, but
I mean, you kind of just did. But
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That shit ain't real.
Get the mac and cheese from over here, and
ain't none of this shit probably real.
Yeah. It's probably all the same shit.
What up, though? Bo checking in. He say he's still tripping off that combo we had yesterday, dog. So that shit, we had a. I'll get into that shit in a minute, though. That's how I got to the topic of today and shit, though. Because the conversation we was having yesterday. Shout out to the gang, dog. We shot a few episodes of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. New episode dropping this Wednesday, dog. We did some good joints. We got about four in a row coming out. Did the live show last night where we was talking some shit. But then the conversation led off into. Off camera and shit, we had a little company over there, and shit got kind of crazy, dog. Anyway, let's do this first. Let's knock out these couple of little sections real quick before we get started for real.
Yep.
You know what we gotta do, man. We gotta it's motherfucking Monday, and we've been gone for a couple of Mondays and shit. I'm gonna tell you all about that as well.
Yeah, I forgot all about the show.
Man, you stupid dog. Anyway, we back in the state, man. It is Monday, and we gotta talk about these good Tubi movies. So you already know what it is, man. Let's get to it, dog. Tubi movie motherfucking Monday, dog. All right, so I've been watching a lot of Tubi movies, like always. And the week before we left out of here, I did Serial Cheater, right? Serial Cheater was dope as hell. But then I seen this joint called Out of Pocket. So again, this is my man Chris and shit. Same dude from Serial Cheater. Shout out to Moolah Films, Thomas L. Harris on the direction again on this joint called Out of Pocket, dog. This shit was cold. Like I like this shit, dog. I know Detroit do a lot of, you know, kind of hood dramas and shit, but I guess that's my genre. So I like that shit. So make sure y'all check out Out of Pocket, starring my man Chris again, directed by Thomas L. Harris. Shout out to Moolah Films doing their thing, man. So that's my pick for this Monday, Tubi Movie Monday, Out of Pocket. Check it out on Tubi. You won't be disappointed, dog. So let's one last thing. We gotta go to a shout out. And you know what? Did I have one? You know, I got a shout out. Let's go ahead and spin the block, dog. We're gonna give a shout out to a podcast. Let's get to it.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you. Send that side.
We spending the block right here in the city of Detroit again, dog, because I like to show, you know, the local love and shit. So shout out to my man B Todd. I want to give a shout out to Talks with Todd. So his joint, man, very transparent. Dude has talking about his growth mentally via relationships and everything. His new wife now, and just speaking about his journey. I'm talking about like hella transparency, though. So bro, B. on his shows, like, letting it all hang out, dog. And I think that what's dope about that, though, is that the people that are tuning in, they really learning something from him, and then, like, kind of taking that it's kind of like therapy, almost. So shout out to my man, B. Todd, Talks with Todd, award-winning Talks with Todd. So make sure you check that out. He got the first ever Podsker, like, last month. So shout out to my man. Shout out to Dog. Check him out on YouTube. Talks with Todd. That's my man, B. Todd, man. Shout out to you. All right, so let's get back to real quick. We've been off for a couple of Mondays. The last Monday, of course, I was in that shit? Baltimore. Went to Baltimore for the Afros and Audio Podcast Festival. Oh, we can do it like that. That's a straight little shot. All right, bet. Cool. I just switched up a little bit on your ass. But yeah, so we was out there, did that shit. But I got a story real quick that I want to tell. Shout out to all the people who said Rabbit Hole Bourbon. Man, I want to check that out now. I should even put something out there. Rabbit Hole. Take a note of that, Bo. He said Rabbit Hole Bourbon. So first, let me say this. Shout out to everybody who participated in the Afros and Audio Podcast Festival. Everything was dope as hell. Shout out to my man, to Lib, and the whole, like, the whole, everybody who put that shit on. Shit was dope as hell out in Baltimore. We'll talk about that another time or later, though. I got to tell this story, though. So we at the shit, right? We at the at the festival. Now, I'm at, we went to this joint. What was it called? It was called Moe's, right? So we go to Moe's. It's like a seafood joint. So we get there and shit, like, these niggas eating seafood and shit. I don't really eat that shit. So I got this chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich is good as fuck. But this is what happened, dog. We sitting here, right? And it's a family, a white family, sitting across from us, right? Now, it's an old dude facing me. And, like, it looked like maybe his kids and grandkids and shit. Maybe his son, I guess, is sitting across from him, but, like, right in front of me. So, like, as he talking to dog, I don't know if he looking at his son or if he's staring me down and shit, dog. So let me first say that I had two edibles that day.
So, you was paranoid.
So what happened at that point is I had a whole stare down with this white man for about 2 minutes, nigga. I think. I don't even know. Like, I think he was staring at me. I don't know. So just like how we look at each other, I was stare down. I didn't eat my food and I'm staring this nigga down. So then I just bust out laughing. So then people I went, they like, dog, what's going on? I was like, dog, I think I just had a stare down with a KKK Grand Wizard and shit, right? I just made this whole shit up, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just making up this whole scenario.
Right, right.
Dog probably wasn't even looking at me, dog. He's probably looking at his son or whatever it was right across from him, but like we in the line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what happened there, dog. I really had a whole ass stare down and made up this scenario in my head.
Was his son talking?
Yeah, they was talking.
So he was probably paying attention there.
He probably was, but...
Or he was probably waiting on you to weigh in on what they were talking about.
We wasn't close enough for me to hear what they were saying, though.
Oh, okay.
So that's what made me feel like, this nigga give me a stare down. And we had this place where it wasn't a whole lot of us, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made me feel like that.
He could have been surprised that you were there.
And I think that's what it was. A lot of white people that was in there were surprised to see us there, because down in the harbor area, it's kind of, it looked like we don't be there a lot. You know what I'm saying? So again, I'm not real familiar with Baltimore. That was my first time. But yeah, thought I had a whole stare down. Don't think that really happened, but yeah.
You know, a lot of white people, fuck it, I'm gonna say it.
What?
A lot of white people do get surprised when they see a hood. I mean, cause you look hood.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
And you in their venue. Man. And then they fuck around and hear you man. Speaking. They're like, well, goddamn.
Suddenly, dog, you stupid.
The fucking nigga can't articulate. You know what I'm saying?
No, he said, as a white man, we don't do that to intimidate. We are just frozen with fear. Get the fuck out of here. But then some, you know, like, oh, this motherfucker trying to, you know, he trying to intimidate me. You know, just like when old white man give you the squeeze of death on the handshake. But didn't know that we got taught by real men to shake hands.
No, nigga, I'm coming with that funk.
Exactly, you feel me?
Right. I'm coming with that funk, bro.
Dog, this nigga say unless it's shy, it's easy work, then. You be going on left, you dog.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. We gonna check out that rabbit hole bourbon for sure, though. But yeah, that was my one little story from that shit. That shit was just kind of funny. Shout out to the whole gang, man. The whole podcast, the gang made that shit happen.
Hey, remind me to say something to Bo before the show over with.
I gotta remind you now. That's it. Cause I ain't gonna remember. So.
Oh no! I came up with an idea for that sports show. I've been really pondering and pondering and pondering and trying to figure out how we can do it.
Okay.
You know, especially y'all. Not y'all. We want to do PAL and DPS.
Mm-hmm.
I think I figured out how to do it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Bet. Let's talk about that.
I think I figured out how to do it, but it's gonna take participation from PAL. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably won't have no problem out of DPS because that shit is on the news.
Yeah.
But the hard thing I was coming up with is like, how in the fuck do we cover 88 fucking goddamn PAL games? And that's where PAL gonna have to step in, or you know, reach out to the team,
or just be real. You only go choose certain ones.
Can't do that.
I mean, shit. At some point, it's a big ass league.
Yeah. No, I thought that, and that's where the teams are going now. My thing is, we're gonna have to put the ball in the team's court.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that I mean, if you have an organization, we're gonna find out how you run your organization now, because okay. now it's going to kind of like force y'all to have a social media person, because now you got to put these statistics out so we can read these statistics.
Yeah. Because
there's no way in fuck we're gonna be able to go to every fucking game to see who's doing what.
Not at all.
Then you're gonna have Johnny over there on Wyoming and Chicago mad because he had a good game and didn't get covered, but that's gonna be on your team. To put that shit, like, we got to put together a website.
Well, I mean, with Sound Mind, Sound Body, though, it's a smaller group. It's, you know, not all of the pals, so that might be easier.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know,
it's a smaller group, you ain't got to worry about all the teams.
Yeah, no, I mean,
worry about like 10 or 20.
If you want your team or you want that person notarized, it's going to be up to y'all. Like I said, we're going to have to try to put together a website to hit. Send us that information so we can put it on the show.
Let's put something together, because like the thing is, we've been I've done a few episodes of a podcast for Sound Mind, Sound Body. It's not really formulated to, you know, to be exactly what it should be at this point. So this could all be one project.
Yeah,
like it don't have to be separate projects. So yeah, we should probably just have a sit down with Blackwell and see how we put that together, like I said, because he tapped in already, and he get those stats, and that core of teams is smaller than the entire PAL. And then, like I say, you can kind of
start there,
and then go branch out from there. But yeah, definitely. All right, we'll do that though. So we'll chop it up with Blackwell, see if we can put something together. Because he actually hit me up the other day. I think we're trying to get back into this podcasting, like with the schedule of these games and. Like this shit is hard to like to put something in stone as far as like when the podcast will be and how you interview these kids, because like at the end of the day they still kids, like they got school shit going on.
Yeah.
Some of these motherfuckers is out of town, like because he want to do that shit too, like they got a connection with some teams like in I want to say Tennessee or something, so like it's out of town shit going, there's a lot of shit going on, it's a lot of moving parts, so we'll put that shit together. Yeah, that shit would be dope though. I think it'd be dope. Again, I say start small with the smaller group first, and then expand it out. But yeah, and then like y'all two niggas love, like when y'all niggas talk about football, dog, it's like it's entertaining. So like, and I'm with that shit. Like I just don't want to do it. Like I shoot that shit and produce it and all that shit. Right, but like right, I don't right, want to do right, it. Right, right. But y'all really own that shit, and y'all be, you know, y'all really sound like coaches. I just sound like a nigga who watch football. So it's a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Big difference.
And I respect that shit. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, let's rap about that. But what else was going on? That's it. I guess we can get into what we're talking about today. Our topic today is, could you date a woman who has a stalker ex? So what happened was, last night after we got done recording, had a few people over, dog. We was pretty lit at that point, because we had recorded 4 episodes of the Bourbon Show, so you know how much drinking that was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But we got into this conversation about this list that been going around, right? About the lady who put this list out about the I think it's like the top 10 places where you shouldn't take somebody for a first date. So like it was a few things.
I think I saw that, and that was a boo. I'm gonna take you to the moon?
No. So we got into a whole conversation, like motherfuckers trying to define what dating actually means and all of this shit. So that's how we got to the stalker ex shit, because I was just like, after we got through that list, I was just like, dog. So I was asking the homies, like, what's off limits for you, like on the first date? Like if you find out, and this was one of the things, like if you find out she got a nigga that's just stalking her, yeah, you know, would you leave her alone? Now, obviously, we know he got a G.I. Bo over here. Shit, G.I. Bo said, ain't no nigga standing between me and what I want, right? So he's like, he with it.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind the scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the
the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
I'm out. I ain't fucking with it. Bo said he gonna kill a nigga for his shit, so I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it either. I'm just not gonna do it. So that's how we got to today's topic. But that list though is crazy. Now some of the shit on there, I'll agree. I think one of them was like the Waffle House. No, you probably shouldn't be taking a bitch to the Waffle House on the first date. And then I said that I wouldn't take a bitch to the Coney on the first date, right? You know, because we hear that's the kind of even exchange for the Waffle House. So niggas was like, you know, why not type shit. I was like, for me, it's just I'm concerned about our safety. Nigga, we might die at the Coney. That's all I'm, I ain't even talking about the quality of the food. I don't want to die trying to get this bitch a 2-piece of the biscuit. They like,
it all depends on what Coney you go to.
I mean, if the food good, you know where it's at. I think you gonna get killed.
I think you'll be straight on grass shit in 696.
Yeah, but that ain't the good Coney though.
I think you'll be straight there.
And you know, I ain't like, even Zorba's in the hood, I fucking love the food, nigga, but I ain't never sat in that bitch and ate. Never. Ever.
I sat in that bitch. You know,
the longest I sit in there is to wait for my food. And I'm out of this bitch.
I sit in that bitch all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do random shit, so.
Yeah, I figured that, but I don't know, though. I ain't fucking with
Nah, but I think I saw the list you was talking about, but I'm like, man, God damn, where the fuck I'm supposed to take you?
Right,
you got everything on that goddamn list. Yeah. Nigga, you can't go nowhere.
Yeah, the Cheesecake Factory was on there because of the video that old girl posted and shit. Now, mind you,
can't take a bitch out for ice cream now.
Right, well, no ice cream and something about like going out for coffee. Like, dog, what's? I think that's like that's normal. That's an opportunity for you to get to learn that motherfucker, dog.
I don't want to go, like I said.
Bo talking about that was just entertainment, bro. Low key, I'm good. That's what he's saying.
Nah, my thing is this here, dog. My thing is, I don't want to, if it's a first date,
yeah,
I don't want to go nowhere where it's too much distractions. How the fuck am I going to get to know who you are?
That's the truth.
You know what I mean? I want to go somewhere where, you know, if I'm trying to kick it with you, we can sit down and talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't trying to go to no concert because we ain't talking about shit.
Right.
I pretty much on the first date, or maybe a movie after we go eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At least we can talk because we can't fucking talk in the movies yet.
Yeah, and that's what I said. That's what I said. And then somebody was like, damn, I can't remember if it was a female or one of the dudes and shit. Was like, then you know, you get to talk after the fact. But like, what if I need that interaction up front, because if we go into the show, like I'm set in the mode of not talking at this point. So even if we go out to something after that, like my mode down after that. We need to have these conversations first.
Yeah. I mean, I a lot of that shit on that list, I didn't see nothing wrong with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, like I said, I don't own a private jet. A private jet wasn't on the list, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't get it. Whatever woman put that list together, that's probably why you by yourself.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably.
I mean, you asking for two motherfucking months. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. God damn, that list was thick as fuck.
It was. So he said your cuz was willing to hear our side, but old girl didn't even know what she wanted. Her argument made no sense, or maybe I was just confused. All right, so what happened? Like, basically, now we having our, you know, conversation about the shit. Shout out to Gigi, man. She was over here and she was just like, she was hearing our point of view and shit, right? So my cuz girl was over there and shit, and she was like, she was kind of, I felt like, in agreement with this list. And okay. I was trying to hear her out, like trying to see where she was coming from, but also like Bo, I think she was talking in circles. I think, you know how somebody just be talking.
Like, come on, man.
I think she was talking in circles.
Like, come on, man.
Right.
Am I trying to get to know you, or am I bidding on you?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? Am I bidding on you? Oh, so if I can't do shit off this list,
right,
you ain't fucking with me. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Because
like I always say, start the shit how you want to fucking finish.
Yeah. No, for sure.
If I ain't taking you to Shea Maurice's every time we go out, that's just not going to fucking happen.
Shea Maurice's. You know, dog.
I'm not doing it. Sometimes it may be an Applebee's night. It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may be a motherfucking Cold Stone night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go sit down and chill at Cold Stone and eat ice cream or two.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, there's an ice cream joint on 10 Mile and Van Dyke. It's an outside shit. Like, you can't go in and then you walk up just like the old Dairy Queens. No. You know how many dates I done went to on that motherfucker?
I ain't saying that got to be all of them.
No, it ain't all of them, but I'm saying
every once in a while, let's go sit down and relax.
That's it. Had some ice cream, had a conversation, chilling outside. Like, nigga, it was dope.
Because, if I feel like I got to take you to shave my races every time I go out, now I'm bidding on you.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Now it's a transaction.
Right. He can do this. Well, right. That's where you need to be.
Because for me, I think, and damn, I didn't know we was gonna get this far into it and shit, but for me, I feel like wherever you go, it should be about that experience with the person, not the actual place. Like, because you can turn somebody on to some new shit they ain't know nothing about that they completely thought wouldn't be their bag, but the experience with you was like, oh, this shit was fire. Like, so I fucks with it.
Let me go find Keisha in the Boogie Down. We're gonna go to the park and get a hot dog and sit on the bench and talk some shit.
That's it. Because I've met women at places where I thought was like, I don't wanna do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker, what's one for example? Like at an art museum, right? I've never been really artsy like that and shit, but it was her idea. So we ended up going and shit. And I think it was like one of those kind of first date situations. And like the experience with her was dope because she was really into that shit. So my experience was good. That never would have been my first idea. Like, hey, let's go look at some fucking paintings and shit. Like, right. It wouldn't have been my idea. But because we made it to that motherfucking dog and the experience was good, it's cool. Sometimes women don't even, I want to put all women in the bag, but like, some women don't even appreciate the experience that can be had. They looking at the, I wouldn't do this type of shit. So,
I had a nosy motherfucker all in my conversation one day. And I got turned down on the date about 2 weeks ago.
So every time about Maurice's friend. No, nigga, it's Martin, dog. Shay Maurice's, dog. Come on, dog.
She heard me get turned down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, you don't want to mess with a brother? And she was like, nah, I ain't going there. I'm like, all right. And then when I hung up the phone, I was laughing.
Yeah.
A girl was like, well, what did you expect?
Yeah.
I said, you was all in my conversation? She was like, yeah, how you going to ask her to take her to the zoo? I was like, first off, it was my daughter. I asked her if she wanted to go to the zoo with me. Because we got some things we got to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we didn't went here to eat. We went here to eat. So let's go to the zoo.
Let's do some other shit. Let's walk around, look at these animals, do kick the Willy Bobos.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to go to no zoo. I'm like, you don't want to go to the zoo with me? And she was like, I'd never go to the zoo. First off, I didn't ask you.
Right. And see, that's what I'm saying. That's the part I'm talking about.
I didn't ask you.
Right.
Second off, what the fuck was wrong with that?
Yeah.
But you got to think. I got to remember it was my daughter, so she...
But even still, like, just like the example that I use, like, a lot of women, like, off rip, it's something that they wouldn't do. So, like, they don't even want to try the experience. And that shit's weird to me.
Yeah, Rocky did do it.
Well, it went to the zoo.
Yeah.
For real?
I mean...
I didn't even realize that.
The Detroit Zoo is the shit.
Yeah, I heard the Toledo bitch a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I heard that motherfucker off the chain. Yeah.
Nigga, I went to the aquarium at Belle Isle, nigga.
Oh, the new one?
Bruh, and fucked around and had a phenomenal time, nigga.
The redeal
one. Oh, okay. No, fucked around and had a phenomenal time. That's the shit I'm saying, though. Like, a lot of women don't even give that the opportunity, though. And that shit weird to me. Like, yeah, all right, bitch, I know you don't want to go to fucking Waffle House. Like, I get it. Like, some shit, maybe. Maybe it's off the, it's off the chart and shit. But I don't know. Like, for me, it's the movies. I just don't want to. For one, I just don't like going to the movies anyway, so definitely don't want to go on no date.
Because I'm going to go to sleep.
Shit, I just don't like it. It's just, I got so used to watching shit at the crib, like being able to pause that bitch and, I don't know, get high, nigga. Just do all kind of shit you can't do at the fucking show.
Shit, the first date, you come out of the house, I'll cook for you.
Now, that was on the list, too, though. And I understand that, though.
I get that. You don't want to go to nobody's
house. You don't want to press it on nobody's crib and shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? On the first date. So I get that.
Don't come up out of that.
Right. So I understood that.
I get that. I respect that. I respect that to the utmost.
The coffee date, the two that I found the most extreme, though, the coffee date and it said to the bar for drinks. I don't understand the problem with that, though.
I mean, you in public.
Yeah. Like, you're in a public place. We have a couple of drinks to loosen up and shit. We have some conversations. You can go on your way.
And if you decide you don't want to continue further with me,
you can get the fuck off.
There's several witnesses here that say she didn't want to leave with you.
Right. Several witnesses, dog. That shit crazy, dog.
But, I mean, like I said, sometimes that woman right there, I'm not saying whoever did it, but I'm saying that particular woman right there, I think got lost somewhere, and they need to stay fucking lost.
Yeah,
go over there.
Yeah, and that's the thing too though. That's bold. Is that, like, I know that the women that's putting out lists like this ain't the majority, no. But because social media is what it is, it looked like it's the majority.
Oh man, we had a whole motherfucking debate on some shit that's, you know, piggybacking off of this.
Oh shit!
Like one woman, I was walking to a door,
mm-hmm.
and she was in front of me, and she got to the motherfucker and stepped to the side.
Yeah.
And I stopped and stared at the door. I'm like, is something wrong with the door? She was like, oh no, I don't open doors if it's a man around me. I'm like, well, shit, I opened that bitch and walked in that motherfucker.
Dog, you wildin'. I do that, dog. I mean, open the door.
I will, but
not when you
say shit like that.
I got you.
If you wanted that door open before I, you get the fuck out the way then. Don't walk up to the bitch and stare at the motherfuckers. And now I think something wrong with the goddamn door.
Oh, you stupid.
Open that motherfucker, man. And then that led to the whole toilet seat thing. And oh my God.
A whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, I said, I wish I would argue with a motherfucker over a toilet seat.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, real quick, let me read Son of Liberty joint. He took his ex-wife to the zoo on their first date. He said, we were married for 10 years before she divorced me and took my money, dog. He said, it's a fucking pool boy for real, literally. Damn. Oh, wow. I crack all them pool boy jokes and shit, man. That's unfortunate, my dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that
one. Hey, but I think what ruined that shit for a lot, damn, it don't even, like, we gonna get to the for real shit, but.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, what ruined it for a lot of women, though, is that you've been in situations where you've done that, and I'm not saying I'm looking for a pat on the back or acknowledgement, but goddamn, if I open the door for you, like, say at least you. Something, dog. Like, I mean, I'm not doing it for the thank you, but bitch, be a little courteous. Like, I was just courteous. You can be courteous back. Like,
yeah, I only do it because of my mother.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason. Exactly.
That's because my mama probably would shoot me in the back of the fucking head if I didn't open the door for
exactly.
her.
You walk up and there's a lady walking up and then you just don't even, like, come on, dog. My mama did that shit for me and my grandma and shit. So.
Oh, yeah. Grandma. Yeah. I mean, it's certain women in your life that you don't open the door.
But you know you open that motherfucker and they don't say nothing. You be wanting to hit that bitch in the back of the head.
I had one woman tell me, I expect men to do that.
Yeah.
Don't expect that shit from me.
Yeah, nah, because you're going to get your feelings hurt because a lot of dudes ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, no, because that's just some rude-ass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, you don't empower me by mm-hmm. doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you want me to open the door, walk behind me. Yeah. That means I'm opening it up first.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Don't don't get to that bitch and stop, but we both be standing outside that motherfucker.
That's it. I know women that do that shit, though. Like, that I've been dating and been with and shit. Like, it's funny. Like, I always open this shit, but I always crack a joke, though. Like you said, I'm just going to stare there. We both go look at that bitch. Like,
stare at this motherfucker.
And then you got someone who just progressing, nigga. Like, they just going in that bitch. Like, nigga, hey, nigga, I'm going in. I'm going to grab this motherfucking door. And sometimes that shit take me by surprise because I'm so used to doing it.
It's a door. Open that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. That's both said she expect. He said, I expect to get the DYC, dog. Funny as shit. We had this bourbon yesterday on the show called DYC, dog. And like, it just sound perverted, nigga. So, like, mm-hmm. nigga just had the DYC jokes all day, bro. Actually, it was pretty good, though. It was a whiskey from Madrid. Shout out to Malika. Actually brought it from Madrid. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's actually imported from Madrid. Yeah, so it was... we did a review on that joint, dog, so make sure y'all... check that shit out. I think that might be actually the first one. That's the one that's coming out Wednesday. Fat Cat checking in. What up, though?
Where you been?
No, that's what I'm saying. Where you been at, bro? He said, these women don't know what they want nowadays, and they want the queen treatment with a 40-ball attitude. That's true, too. Though.
Yeah, very.
And just like what Bo was saying last night, I think sometimes women have expectations for everybody else. except themselves, dog.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, dog. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't really know what to do with that shit, dog.
Ain't too much you can do with it.
You don't even know what you want for real. But then you trying to tell what me you what want, you don't want.
Yeah. All right. Are you kidding me right now? Right. Took you 20 minutes to order some shit.
Shout out to the confused women, though. All right, so let's get to this, dog. The stalker ex, bro. Is that a no-go for you, dog? You up out of there if you find out? Yeah. I mean, I know I'm up out of there, dog.
Game over.
Yeah. How long, though? Like, how long?
As soon as I find out.
But, like, what if you end this for a minute, though? What if you don't find out till, like, maybe a few months in?
That makes it
even... And you kind of locked in now, though.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah, but, like, what about for you, though? Like, you kind of connected now. So
No. Connected with my life. That's what I'm connected with. And if,
no, you're stupid.
And if I'm a few months in, the reason why I said it makes it worse because this motherfucker know what he doing.
Yeah.
It's been months.
He been staying low.
Yeah, and I ain't been knowing your ass been around. Oh,
he
hell
been staying
no.
low on your ass.
I'm outside thinking, like, damn, why I got red mosquitoes on me? These motherfuckers, them motherfucking,
red. Fucking laser sights, nigga. Yeah, wild. You ever been in that shit before?
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah.
If I did, I didn't.
You ain't know. Yeah, nigga was good at it.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, I ain't never been that shit either. So that's why, especially at this age, I'm definitely not willing to be involved in no shit like that, dog.
Ain't no ass that important to me.
Say none. None whatsoever.
You hear me?
So Liberty say I can't fight. I'm good. No stalker exes for me.
I hear you, son.
That's fucked up.
I hear
but
you.
But I think that,
I'm not doing it.
That shit is hella irresponsible, though, for the woman, though. Like, at the end of the day, like, in real life, bitch, look out for my safety. Like, you know this nigga trying to get
ready
you.
To say the fucked up part about it is you know this nigga on your ass.
No, you know he on your ass, bro. Like, tell me. So I can at least make a decision.
Yeah, if I
ain't that what women say? Tell me the truth so I can decide. Okay, just do the same for me.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know this nigga crazy.
Deranged. And women be... I'm not going to turn it into one of these. I'm not going to turn it into a bashing session, though. I'm not going to do it, though.
Do it.
Hey, do we have a list? Do you have a list of 10 places that you definitely wouldn't want to go on a first date? Do you got a list? I ain't gonna have 10, so let's just do like 3.
I don't know.
Cause I ain't got 10, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't. Probably the same block your ex-boyfriend live on.
Right.
If y'all
cause live... you know how it is. You know how I used to be when niggas would pull up on our block.
Who the fuck is that?
Nigga? I don't want niggas looking at me like that, bro.
Well, the same apartment building that nigga live in. Y'all live in the same apartment building. No, I don't want to go there.
Duh, same apartment building. Dog, that remind me of when I was out in Harlem and shit, when I was doing my internship, and I had met that girl from the Bronx. Nigga, I ain't never been so intimidated in my life, nigga. Like, at this point, I'm 21, nigga, so I'm young, and you know, we on bullshit. I come in that bitch with my pinky ring on, my motherfucking chain on and shit, fresh off the subway. Like, I'm asking to get robbed.
Yeah.
But I think niggas recognize when you from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And like, for whatever reason, niggas kind of, you know, they fuck with niggas from Detroit. So of course I had my Detroit hat on and shit like that. But I pull up to this bitch little project, bro. And when I tell you, I'm calling her from downstairs, like, hey, it's about 50 niggas downstairs. Like, bro, I don't know. Do you got to come get me? Like, do I walk through these niggas? Like, I don't know. Nigga, I'm 1,000 miles from the crib.
Right.
It ain't like I'm on the west side of Detroit. Nigga, I'm in the Bronx. So I'm like, dog, you got to come get me. Hey, ain't nothing gonna happen. Like, bitch, I'm not about to die at an internship. Is you crazy? Damn. Like, dog, she came down to get me, dog. Them niggas was, man, that shit was.
I can imagine.
And a nigga ain't get no pussy. It was where I'm about to die for nothing.
Then.
And the food wasn't even that fucking good. All right, man.
Then you had to factor in the fact.
Yeah.
I got to leave this bitch.
Dog. So when I left, luckily, wasn't nobody outside.
Yeah, I got to go back through these motherfuckers.
I
got to
go back through these motherfuckers, dog, for sure. And then, mind you, it's the Bronx, nigga. Like, from where she was at, like, nigga, I still had to get to the subway. It ain't like I was going to walk out the door and be at, on the fucking train.
I had to
get to that bitch, yeah. Man.
Oh, hell.
The shit niggas go through, dog. Trying to get some motherfucking pussy.
But that's all I'm saying. What you going to do?
Dog, and I can't, to this day, bro, I can't even, Damn, I can't even remember her name, bro. That's bad.
Yeah, that's all bad.
Yeah, she, because, like, what happened was she was a temp secretary at Black Enterprise during my internship. So like, she didn't really work there. She was a temp. Mm. And that's why I can't even fucking remember her name, but she was nice though. Food wasn't that great. She had roaches and shit, but you know, I think everybody got roaches in the project. Yeah, because a thousand motherfuckers, like, they might not even be yours.
Right, yeah, it's the project.
Hell yeah. So shout out to her though. I can't think of her name though, but shout out to Light Skin. She was light skin too. Anyway, suddenly we say, no sipping paints. I can't fight, but I ain't gay. Wait a minute. I've been to a fucking the sipping paint shit. Like, it's fun. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you can't take hard liquor in that bitch, but you can drink wine and wine coolers and beer, I think. But you can't have hard liquor. But mm-hmm. Yeah, you just get drunk and paint shit. That shit was fun. I did that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
It sound like a good time.
It's like, especially if you go with the right group of people, because like it's a whole group doing it. So you can bring your own group, or you can be with your little partner and shit and just intermingle with motherfuckers you don't know, which that, mm-hmm. that can be fun too, depending on if that group is just live. I fuck with the sipping paint. You talking about Quincy stopping. I fuck with it though. Matter of fact, I've been like three times in my life, dog.
Never been.
Yeah. They got the high ones now. They got the smoking paint joints. That shit'll probably be
done. That shit probably
paint some shit immaculate, nigga.
Right.
Being that bitch like what's Da Vinci, man.
Find out you got a talent in that motherfucker.
Right. Hell yeah. Duh. What do you say? Your girl probably made you go. Actually, it was my cousin. Shout out to Gigi. It was her birthday, and so she invited a bunch of motherfuckers out. So yeah, we went.
So that don't seem bad.
No, it really wasn't that bad. I ain't gonna lie to you. But anyway, so shit that's off the chart for you and shit. You say you ain't really got nothing for real.
I mean, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't put me in an unsafe environment,
yeah,
I'm cool.
That's it.
That's all I ask for. You know, like if the motherfucker say meet me at the you know, we kicking it or over the phone, you know, mm-hmm. want to go out first date.
Yeah.
Meet me at the mall at the pretzel shop. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get that. Let's sit down and eat some pretzels and talk up some shit.
Is that the pretzel shop? What was the name of that bitch? Hot Sam's? No, that's something else.
Was Hot Sam's.
Was it Hot Sam's?
It was Hot Sam's and it was another one.
It was another one too, yeah.
No, we overshot Hot Sam's with a goddamn motherfucking Cinnabon, dude.
No, I ain't gonna hold you up, dog. Cinnabons ain't that fucking good, bro.
Yeah, I didn't eat it, but yeah, they were always crowded like a motherfucker.
Yes, bro. Shout out to when malls used to be crowded.
Right.
Fucking Sbarro's is my shit. You know, these greasy ass pizza and shit. Nigga.
Man, dude. Sbarro's. I wish them niggas delivered, man.
Damn. That used to be a thing, though, right? Like, that whole aspect of dating and meeting women, dog, is just so drastically changed now, bro. Like, we used to just go to the mall and meet motherfuckers, like, meet people in person, nigga.
Right. You don't got to do that shit no more.
No, that shit kind of wild that it ain't, like, that shit don't exist no more.
Shit, you can be on a date and not be in the same fucking room.
To the pumpkin patch. Both said females love it, I'm telling you. I never been. I mean, I've been as a kid or some shit, but like, I never went, like, took a chick out.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure they love the pumpkin patch. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Give them something to do.
Yeah.
Get you a couple pumpkins and y'all go carve them off. Yeah.
Damn, what might you think about that shit? Halloween Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Some
shit. Right. Hell yeah. Never mind. Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Damn, Halloween is tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Go to the fucking apple orchards and shit.
Motherfucking year done flew past, nigga.
No, if not the year, definitely October. October didn't even happen, bro. Like, this shit was. Nigga, it's Thanksgiving. Like, and then now it's New Year's, nigga. Right after that. So.
Shit. What, baby angry birthday on Thanksgiving?
Oh, damn, for real? Yeah. I think TJ shit around there somewhere. You know, shit, the Thursday shift around, so it's around there. But, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somewhere where I definitely is a no-go. I've been on a date to a fucking gun range. That shit was phenomenal, nigga.
That's a date.
Yeah, that shit was fire, nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, that shit was fire.
I ain't gonna lie to you, that's a date.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to think of some shit that I sure don't want to go, dog. But I was,
over her auntie house.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I mean, I've done that too. But the one joint though, for me, it ain't even about the place. I feel like I'm a go pretty much anywhere. It's about the experience though, dog. And that's what I was telling the story. And then we go get up out of here. I was telling the story yesterday or whatever day it was. I was we was having this conversation. But I remember going on a date. You remember the and I think I told this story before, but the little bar behind what's that, Hockey Town or some shit? I can't remember the name of the shit. But anyway, I met a chick there and shit, and she worked there or whatever. So the next day she was getting off work. She was like, you know, let's go out or whatever. So I picked her up from work, took her to somewhere in Mexican Village. I want to say maybe, what's the name of that shit? Armando's. I don't know, some shit in there. And so we sitting there, you know, we chopping it up, getting ready to order some food and shit, dog. And like, I just didn't like the conversation. Like, I just felt like this whole experience was whack as hell. I just wasn't feeling it no more, dog. So I left.
Oh, that's the one you left sitting in the goddamn restaurant.
Yeah, I left, dog.
You dished her, dog.
Yeah, I dished her, dog. I was like, shit, where's the restroom?
That's fucked.
Dipped on her ass. See, for me, it's like, it's the experience, nigga. Ain't the place. Cause like the place was fine. I just wasn't having a good time, nigga.
You could have took her home.
I probably should have. Like, to this day though, like in real life, I wonder how she got home though. This one like Uber time and shit like that. You know, the Ubers went out then. I mean, I guess she got a cab. Somebody probably came and got her.
I know she was mad as hell.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That was fucked up though.
You could have took her home.
I could have took her to the crib though. I know. Anyway though, it's after 11, man. It's time to get up out of here. You know, niggas got real lives to go live and shit.
I never did that before.
You never left nobody?
Nah. If I did, yeah. I left them at home.
Yeah. You left them at home. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, I do wonder how she got home on Southern Liberty. I do.
I didn't take them out and then be like, you know, I'm go to the bathroom, man, and I'm gone.
Yeah, I mean, that was 20 years ago. I'm pretty sure she had plenty of fly dates since then. She probably married now with kids and she got a whole family. Ain't even thought about that shit. I don't remember her name. She probably don't even remember mine, nigga.
Nigga, that is a story for her.
I doubt it. Okay. I mean, it probably went away at this point.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Hell no. Whenever her girls get around, they get drunk and get to talking shit about.
You remember that fat nigga left me at the.
Oh, you know that it came up a couple times.
Oh shit, man, that's unfortunate, bro. Hey. I'm look dead in the camera. I apologize. I hope that you got home safely that evening.
What if she did?
Hey. Hey. No, it's a Liberty talk. What if she got abducted? Man, fuck y'all. Y'all not going to put that bad mojo on me, bro.
You did it.
She ain't getting fucking abducted. The next nigga came and picked her ass up. Probably they ate and he probably went home and got some pussy and everything. Nigga. Her life was fine after that, I'm sure.
That's what you're hoping.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, dog. Clear my conscience, dog. We about this motherfucker, dog. Tonight, it is motherfucking Monday night, dog. Shout out to my mans, Huey and shit, Mr. Oh Yeah, over at Good Vibes Lounge. Yeah. In the building for Monday Night Football. You already know what it is, nigga. The Lions and the motherfucking Raiders. Can't wait to watch this shit, dog. We got to bounce back from last week because...
We took that ass
whooping. We took an ass whooping, nigga.
Yeah,
you know,
you know what? And everybody keep, you know, if one more person tell me this shit right here, I think I'm gonna fight.
What?
Because I said it. Mm-hmm. I said when I looked at the schedule, I pegged them to lose to Baltimore when I saw the first schedule.
Hey, I just didn't think they was gonna be ass.
I said the same thing. I said I pegged them to lose Baltimore, but just not like that.
Not like that, yeah, for sure.
Like, oh no, you jumping off the bandwagon? No, nigga. If there's no other bigger Lions fan on the fucking planet than my ass,
right?
So you can't question my loyalty to my team.
Exactly.
I just don't bet with my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't bet with my heart. When I saw Baltimore on that list, oh, yeah.
You already know.
Yeah, we're going to take a L on this.
This could be bad.
Yeah, we're going to take a L on this.
This could definitely be bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know who you are, and I hope you're listening. Don't ever question my fucking loyalty to my goddamn team.
Ever.
I was the only motherfucker riding with their ass when they went 0-16.
That was hurtful.
I was getting my ass tore out of the frame every week, arguing with motherfuckers, getting talked about, dogged about. No. Yeah. Now they winning, and you gonna sit up here and test my loyalty on my line,
right.
Nigga? Please, I say, test it again.
Please.
Test it again, and I'm just gonna slap the shit out of you.
Niggas are getting slapped.
That's happening.
On that note, dog, it's Monday. Pull up on the gang over at Good Vibes Lounge, dog. Shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah.
Speaking of the Lions. You know they was talking about getting Dominican Sue back? It was talk, you know, before the deadline.
Yeah.
I said that shit at the beginning of the season. Go get Ndamukong back.
He old, though.
Put, it ain't about him being old. The nigga requires attention. Put him on the other side of Hutch. You got Hutch on one side and Dominican on the other side. Yeah, come on now. Come on,
yeah, but you already know that the attention's still gonna go to Hutch, nigga. That's not gonna get the attention off him. It's got to be somebody else to pull that attention off.
But Ndamukong,
we gotta get fucking Michael Parsons in that bitch.
And Dominican still require a double team, man.
Yeah, that nigga say your ass tore out. Yeah, he did say that though. Your ass tore out the frame, man. Yeah, so that's some nigga shit. Talking about whoa.
Yeah, my thing is put him on the other side of Hutch.
Yeah.
But he still requires attention. He still requires attention. And of course, like you said, he's going to go. Yeah, everybody's going to try to double Hutch. You double Hutch, you leave Ndamukong one-on-one.
Both said he agree.
Go get him. Put him on the other side. Now you got this defensive line. Oh, God.
Is he still a force like that, though? Like, last team he was playing for, he wasn't even starting and shit.
But see, the thing
is, it's going to bring some attention, though.
It's going to have to. Because
it's still Sue.
It's still Ndamukong fucking Sue. Yeah. You're not asking him to be the dominant player that he... You always want your players to be dominant.
Yeah,
Before I make that mistake.
Ain't going to be the early 2000s dominance. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
You get Ndamukong in that motherfucker, man, he's going to acquire attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't leave him out there.
Yeah, all we need him to do, this is the NFC North, baby. All we need him to do is be a run stopper.
Yeah.
We don't need him to be that pass rusher that he was because we got Hutch coming off the other side.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got two sides to worry about.
It's also, I guess, going to depend on how much this nigga contract is.
All right, now, Ndamukong, we ain't going to ask for, you know, $92 million now.
She says you only need him for the playoff push, 20 to 25 snaps a game.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Because
now we're in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get
into niggas is banged up.
We getting into the thick of the NFC North now. We got Chicago twice. We got Minnesota twice. We got Green Bay one more time.
Chicago, we got their ass whooped last night.
Yeah, but see, this now we in the thick of the NFC North, which is what is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now we got to, if we win the NFC North, we make the playoffs.
Fact.
Yeah, I mean, and this ain't in the NFC North. Everybody know ain't no pass happy conference. It's a run conference.
Yeah, a lot of them got quarterbacks just really getting in there.
Yeah,
Chicago shit. That how you seen the Bears play? Dog about to get let go, bro.
Who?
Justin Fields, man.
They about to get him up out of there.
I feel like I always say that because like he ain't been playing, so they got dog in there, the white boy in that bitch, and like he decent as fuck. I don't know, dog. Hey, dog might be shipped out of here after this. I don't know.
He'll find a home.
And then they talking about his attitude on the sideline and shit. I think it's some shit between him and the coach. I think that shit just ain't working out. I think because of that, probably be the most reason they gonna let him go and shit. But
he'll find a job somewhere.
Yeah, he'll find a job somewhere for sure. Yeah, he'll find a job. But he probably out of there. And then you know, dog got hurt last night. From Minnesota. What's that nigga name? The nigga Kirk keep getting all these fucking contract shit. He fucked his Achilles up, so he out of there.
Yeah, he done.
And then you know, Love over there in Green Bay, like he decent, but like you know, they kind of got to depend on the run because he ain't really been throwing passes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're right. I see where you're coming from with that. Now.
Like
that
I said, sense. stack that motherfucking defense.
Yeah.
And you know, like Bo said, even if it is for 20 to 25 snaps,
get that shit.
You play D line, rotate these motherfuckers. Rotate,
because them niggas getting banged up, especially this late in the season.
Yeah, I would definitely entertain it.
Yeah.
A lot of people keep telling me, no, we don't need Sue, we don't need, man, we need whatever the fuck we need to win.
Right. Shit. I tell you who do need a D line, motherfucking Colorado Buffs, nigga.
Oh, God.
And the O line. We ain't gonna get into all that shit, though. Shout out to Coach Prime, dog.
Hey, he doing it. Hey, it ain't over. It ain't over. What do he need? One more win to be Bo eligible?
Two, I think. I think two wins.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, if he have a winning season and just get a bowl game, we gonna say this, we gonna go because I got a ride.
Yeah, for sure.
My thing is, if Prime get into a motherfucking bowl game, do you know who's ever sponsoring that bowl is going to open their arms with him with, oh, God.
Because
they looking at it like, if Prime get into a bowl game,
mm-hmm.
That bitch selling out that day.
Oh yeah, I already know. That bitch don't matter what that bitch is.
Before Colorado football team.
Fucking Blockbuster Bowl, nigga.
Yeah, before they hit the field, nigga, it's gonna be a concert.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He gonna have every rapper and every entertainer out in that motherfucker. Gonna show it out.
It's gonna happen.
Prime gonna show it out. And then if they just get, like you said, even if they do get the motherfucking Lawnmower Bowl.
Right, I think
these motherfuckers is gonna sell that bitch out.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
They whatever bowl he go, and then it's gonna be a successful season.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a successful season.
A bowl appearance, a bowl win, and the college and the whole fucking town getting money. It's a win win, nigga. Yeah. Like it's a win win, nigga, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I don't know why everybody acting all surprised. Like, okay, they lost 4 games, but.
They lost 10 last year.
That's my point.
They lost 10 last year. Nigga.
They won more games than they won last year.
Last 2 years. Yeah, yeah.
So my thing is, hey, if he end that season on a winning note, that's he had a successful season.
Nah, for sure. I agree, dog. All right, on that note, I know we got to get up out of here, dog. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Of course, check out all the replays at eblockradio.com. Do check out tomorrow night the brand new episode of the Shy versus Everybody podcast, also on eblockradio.com. Wednesday night, brand new episode of Beer, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. That's going to be on www.everybodylovesbbw.com. That's it. We're about this thing, dog. Till next week, man. Check out my man's and shit at Good Vibes Lounge tonight for the Monday night football joint, man. Shout out to the Lions. Hopefully we have something good to talk about next week.
Lions. We'll let's come do back it. For sure, dog. We got some Raiders downtown. Let's do it.
No doubt, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
I tried to hold Monk Money down, man.
For sure. Shout out to my man Monk Money. Shout out to the people picking it down there at the casinos, man. Hopefully y'all get what y'all want. So y'all can get back to work soon, dog. For
Monk
sure.
Ain't the sandwich. He ain't picking it no damn way.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna put him on blast like that, but yeah, he probably the nigga sitting in the car.
That nigga got a sign in one hand and the sandwich in the other hand. You know that nigga eating some goddamn.
You already know, dog. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
I'm about to go get me a turkey sandwich right now, nigga.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.